Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, and welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. I am one of your hosts, Kirsty Ferrugia.
And I am Amy Ravel, and we are taking up two microphone spaces today, but we have a third mic on the go. Today's podcast episode is brought to you by Rosella Street, and we have the lovely Sammy here from Rosella Street to share with us all about their absolutely incredible company. So welcome, Sammy.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
We're so happy to have you. Tell us a bit about Rosella Street. Give us the elevator pitch or the what's the socially distanced version? Like, give us the dog park, the kind of I'm at the dog park, I'm not allowed to be too close to you. What do you do for work?
Yeah, so Rosella Street, it's a marketplace, but it's kind of more than that. It's a platform that helps people lower their consumerism, but it also just connects people together. That's our main thing, is just to connect people together and do it in a safe and sustainable way. So, that's Rosella Street.
Can you tell us how it came to be?
Yeah, I suppose it's kind of a story.
We like stories.
Yeah.
We have time. The floor is yours, our friend.
Yeah, so I have two co-founders, so the lovely Mick and Dilia. And so Mick actually came up with the kernels of the idea. He unfortunately broke his ankle while in South America. And while he was laying on the couch, he was like, what can I do? and he thought, oh. So a bit of background, he worked in the public service for most of his career, and saw a lot of kind of policy around climate change and stuff like that. So he kind of saw firsthand how much of a problem and how much of an issue this is, and how much of a need there is for something that is easily adoptable within our community. So he was like, I'm going to start a rental platform. And so he actually started it, and it was really janky, and he did it with manual spreadsheets, and it was just within, his suburb and friends and family. And it kind of just sparked from there. And him and I came together after that through the Canberra Innovation Network. It's kind of a hub for innovation and supporting small businesses and seed businesses. And we came together through there, and we actually came together initially I was in a consulting role for him, and we met and we just absolutely hit it off. Like, it was just, I think our coffee was meant to be half an hour and it ended up being 2 hours. It was just like we had so many ideas, and with his analytical approach, my kind of creative approach, we really just we couldn't see any other way but to do it together. And I actually worked in the film industry before Rosella Street. I was an assistant director. So I had a career, and I've completely completely left that because I believe so strongly in this idea, and I believe that, you know, we're doing something that is good and is going to help so many people. So we started the wild journey, and we also came together with Dilia, our third co-founder, who is an astrophysicist. So he has a PhD in astrophysics. So he looks at big data sets and is able to kind of quantify and put that into something that we can understand. So part of the big thing about Rosella Street is being able to connect people together in the most effective way. So that's his job, and his role is to create a platform that's easy to use, but it's also technical, and it's something of the future.
What an amazing group of people that have been brought together by care for the planet, and by not just going, I can see that there's a problem, but that real passion to find a solution. Like, I think it's so admirable that you guys saw a problem that many of us think is like overwhelming to do anything about. And you're like, no, we can do something. Here's what we're going to do.
Yep. And don't get me wrong. I think it's still overwhelming to everyone. It's overwhelming to us, but you know, if we can give something that is easily adoptable to people, then we've done our job right, you know.
So good. So what was an initial problem that you did want to solve? Like, yeah, tell us more, unpack that a little bit more for us.
Yeah, so Rosella Street was kind of created to solve a few issues. There's a few things like fostering community connections, reducing online fraud as well. That's a huge problem that we're going through with marketplaces right now. And also we want to create a circular economy instead of a linear economy, a huge thing that is of the time at the moment. But the main thing that we're really trying to solve is decreasing the amount that we're consuming, because we're living in such a high consumerist world at the moment. Mm. And the more that we consume, the more waste we actually create. So, you know, and the impact that we have on the environment is being felt right now. So, it's just huge. And Australia alone actually creates 75 million tons of waste. How incredible is that?
That's like the number, like that's worth you saying a bajillity billion trillion. Like that is a number that I can't even put my brain around.
It's unfathomable, actually. And all of that ends up in the ground. It just blows my mind. And that's just Australia. You know, can you imagine how much across the world that is? So, you know, everyone's aware of their carbon footprint. And as we were saying before, people do want to make a change, but they don't necessarily know how to do it. And it's kind of a thing at the moment for a lot of brands to be going eco-friendly or more sustainable. And, you know, that's fantastic, but it's not an option for a lot of people because, you know, because they're made in ways that can be more expensive and they're done the right way, they're just not affordable for a lot of people from different backgrounds. So, you know, that's a huge thing that Rosella Street's trying to do as well, is bring things to people that aren't financially driven. Mm. So, you know, you can make sustainable choices and make different choices in your lives that don't have to be financially driven.
Yeah, I was in the garage of a client the other day, Sammy, and I thought of you because they had every tool that I could have named, like every tool is in the garage. And I said to the client, like, how often is this stuff being used? And she said, oh, not very often, but every time he needs something, he has it. And I was like, cool. So in his mind, it's really important to have it. But how cool would it be if they were members of Rosella Street and people in their neighborhood could also use this garage full of expensive tools that they, like, if I needed a drop saw, I don't have the disposable income to just go buy a drop saw, and I don't have the storage for it. So tell us a bit about what your platform looks like in terms of the exactly what you were just saying, like making things accessible and also reducing the consumerism.
Yeah, so I suppose, you know, we try and offer people different things because we know that someone who comes to the platform, they have different needs, right? So someone might come to the platform and they, you know, don't care about the environment at all, which I don't reckon they would be, but they might just come to get a drop saw. That's all they want. They just want to come and get a drop saw, and they need to get it now, and they need to get it, or they can't drive, so they need to get it that's around the corner. So, you know, our platform links those things together and listens to what the needs are of that individual person and points them in a direction that they need. So, you know, someone might only need a drop saw for the day, so we suggest that they rent it. Someone might need, might be moving house and they want a lawnmower, but they can't afford to buy a new one. So we point them in a direction of a secondhand lawnmower. There's also a lot of other features on the platform, but it's about really just listening to what the user needs and pointing them in the direction of that item.
It's like a matchmaking platform.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Create your online profile, and there's a drop saw out there just waiting for you to come and use them for a day.
Yeah.
So tell us about some of the features on Rosella Street. So tell us.
Give us all the details.
Yeah.
Yeah, so obviously everyone's aware of how marketplaces work. So, you know, you can buy things, you can sell things. But I suppose what's different about Rosella Street is that you can rent things as well. It's a kind of a newish concept. It's new in the sense that people aren't used to doing it. It's not new in the sense that it hasn't been around, because there's tool libraries that are everywhere. They're so popular, especially in big cities, because people, you know, they don't have as much storage. They live in small dwellings. So things like tool libraries are concepts that aren't new. But the rental concept is something that people are still getting used to, because they're very, you know, me orientated. This is my thing. I own it. Therefore, no one else can use it. But, you know, we've listened to that on the platform, and we're giving people who rent their stuff out a guarantee. So, you know, it gives them a little bit of peace of mind that if they rent it out and something does happen to it, that the platform completely covers it. So we're trying to like help nurture that new behavior to do more rentals, because the more rentals you do, the better it is for the environment and the less you buy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. What else have we got? We've got a donate as well, so donate function. And people kind of associate donations with charities, but we are kind of reworking that concept, and it's really about giving away something for free, so no money at all, to someone who needs it. So if you have an old couch, you know, usually you would take it to Vinnie's, or you would, you know, put it out on the street, or chuck it into landfill. But now you can give it to someone, because, you know, one person's trash is another's treasure. So someone's going to need it, and someone's going to want it, even if it's for spare parts. So, you know, if you decide that you don't want to sell it, we have that feature to be able to donate it and link you up to someone that can take it away.
I really love that donate feature, because I think one of the barriers that a lot of our clients say that stops them from decluttering and getting rid of things is, I want things to go to the right home, and I want to know that the people who are getting it need it. And so sometimes that means I don't want my baby stuff just to go to the op shop, because how do I know that the right person's going to find it? But with Rosella Street, you know that the right person's going to get it, because they are literally looking for the exact thing that you're giving away.
And it's great as well, is because you can interact with that person as well. So we're all about trust and kind of like increasing those connections that you have with your community. So, you know, if you are selling some baby stuff, someone can inquire and you can actually chat. You can chat and get to know each other and you know, just form a dialogue. And you know, that's what the platform's all about.
And do you have to sell to that person?
No.
Or donate to that person?
Definitely not. If you decide that, you know, I haven't got good juju, there's no buy-ins whatsoever. You don't have to.
Tell us more about the rental stuff, because Kirsten and I have been like saying to our listeners for 4 years, think about renting, think about lending, think about borrowing, but there hasn't been somewhere where we can send them that has that platform. Like we'll say tool libraries, toy libraries, book libraries, hire things from Bunnings.
Together with your neighbours.
Yeah.
Talk to your neighbours, see if you can borrow their lawnmower instead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we've just been telling them to do it but not saying how, but all of a sudden here comes Sammy with a how, which I think is huge. Like it is... My brain is so excited for what you're doing with the hiring. So tell us more about whether it's for individuals or families or businesses or rural or city, how do you foresee it working?
Yeah, so it's really catered to everyone. And the kind of main reason why we do it from our perspective is because we can actually track the amount of waste that is saved or avoided by renting instead of buying. So we're really big on metrics and showing people their impact in like a tangible sense. So you've actually saved 200 kilos of waste by renting instead of buying. You know, that's amazing to be able to give someone that number, and it really makes people feel good. It makes people feel really good that they're actually doing something to help. You know, you can eliminate plastic out of your lives. You can eat, you know, no meat. You can do all these things, but it's really hard to like get a sense of where you're at. So, you know, us giving people a number and encouraging more rentals is a really, really great way for people to start seeing and tracking their impact or their positive impact on the environment. And yeah, and it's just such a great way for you to get what you need and not have to own it, you know. And you know, we're finding more and more, especially in the big cities, you just don't have the storage, and people also want to try new things out and they don't necessarily want to invest the money. We've actually had a really great story on a platform recently, a lady who owns a couple of Thermomixes, and she actually rents them out to people that want to try them. So yeah, it's a really great, you know, not only a way for someone to try something out, but it could also be a business opportunity for someone that can use the platform for free. And they can do it all for free. Yeah.
So flipping good. When I was having a look through the other day, I loved that people got really creative. So you could borrow, so rent puzzles, board games, but there were even things like an outfit to interview in. Mm-hmm. And someone had put together like three different interview outfits, or formal dresses, or like a, are they called a jumbaroo? What are those big waterproof jackets?
Oh, yeah. What are they called?
It's something very Aussie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whatever they are, someone have one of those on, which you don't need, like you might need 2 days in 5 years. And I was just like, this is cool, because all of a sudden you start seeing the valuable things in your home that other people could use when you're not.
Mm-hmm. And it's such a great way for people to make a quick buck as well. Like, you know, it might not necessarily be the first thing on people's minds, but if you chuck up a few items that you don't use all the time, you can actually make some money from it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Board games. Oh, my gosh.
Well, and even that try before you buy aspect of board games, like, you know, board games can be like $80 to $120 for some of them, $150. Like if you could try it, know that you actually really enjoy it, then you could maybe, if you needed to, invest in it in yourself. Or you could just borrow it once a month from this your neighbor around the corner or somebody in your city.
Mm-hmm. Yep, amazing. We love it. We love the creative ideas that people come up with as well. It's just like, wow, we just love seeing it.
It's a platform that I think, like, so Sammy, you and I had a conversation a couple of weeks ago, just getting to know each other, and we were just like vibing going, oh my gosh, the values of Rosella Street and the Outer Decluttering are so aligned in that it being really intentional and looking after the planet and understanding the impacts of consumerism and what you own and the value of what you own. Even I was having a conversation with someone the other day who wanted to buy a caravan or a motorhome, actually, and we were talking about how many days a year would they actually use the motorhome, and could, for the amount of days they wanted it, could they just rent it? So you've changed all the conversations I'm having lately. Is like, could you rent that? Could you borrow that? Could you do this? Because I said, you
and
know,
the answer is yes.
Yes, that's right. Because you then don't have to store it. You don't have to register it. Like, It fills my bucket.
Yeah.
So you guys are based in Canberra at the moment. Are you anywhere else around our nation?
Yeah, so we are predominantly in Canberra, but we're in pretty much every major city in Australia. We have listings. The aim is kind of to focus a little bit more on rural cities in the future, because again, it's a matter of connection for them that sometimes they're lacking. They might not necessarily you know, have access to what they need. A huge thing as well is sharing tools and farming equipment. That's a big thing that that has been voiced to us that there's a need for. Again, really expensive, especially, you know, during drought times, which we're not struggling so much with at the moment. But, you know, during a drought, a lot of farmers were really struggling with funding a lot of their things that they need for their farms. And if there was something like Rosella Street back then, they said that it would have just saved their lives. So,
and literally saved their lives sometimes.
Because literally.
What's happening in our farming communities.
Literally, yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Sammy, have you thought about how the industry that you've just left might be able to benefit from Rosella Street? Because I have a few friends in media and the equipment is so flipping expensive. And unless you're on a production schedule that's nonstop filming, you've often got rigs and cameras and all kinds of things in a storage container somewhere.
That's so true, especially in the film industry. You're working with equipment that is multi-thousand dollars, and you know, it is just absolutely insane the amount of gear that needs to be lugged around, especially I've worked on shows and films that have multiple locations, and they rely on actually on the gear moving from location to location in giant trucks. You know, so for people to, or crews to get access to gear in a different city and they don't have to lug it around, it would save them so much money in moving costs and logistic costs. And, you know, it's something that I could see that Rosella Street could just be so valuable for them. And just, you know, not just the film industry, but, you know, so many other industries that that need to share and have a platform that manages their assets. So we've been doing a lot of work with a couple of universities, and they have a lot of different initiatives within the universities that need to share things between them. And, you know, a good example is textbooks. They don't have any way to resell or share textbooks apart from Facebook Marketplace. So, you know, there's a real need for something to be able to connect people together and do it in a sustainable way.
Yeah, because what you're doing a lot is reducing the need for freight, because if you are focusing locally, what you're not having to do is spend that time of packing things up and padding them right and going to the post office and then, you know, all of that, the expenditure of that, but also the trucks up and down the highways with full of mail. Like, you're actually reducing in so many ways the impact by going local.
Exactly. And the thing is that something that you need is probably just around the corner. You don't necessarily need to always order online. And I'm not saying that ordering online or ordering something that you need isn't necessarily a negative thing, but looking at your alternatives is something that we're trying to encourage people to do. instead of just, you know, jumping online and going, I need to buy this thing. You know, instead looking around, looking at your neighbors and looking at people that are near you and saying, hey, do you have this? And that's another great thing about the platform is someone might need something that's really specific and they might not have it on the platform. And there's a great thing that lets you ask the community for it. So if it's not on there, you can, you can ask for it. And hopefully someone will be able to answer your prayers.
So here's a question that's been going through my head. You have such a heart for community and building community and growing community. What things do you have in place in your platform to stop the negative aspects of human behavior when it comes to community, i.e. stalking or harassment or, some of the negative sides of that? What happens on your platform with them?
Yeah, it's so true. You know, with a community, there's always going to be positives and negatives, and that's the amazing thing. You know, you could have great discourse or you could have negative discourse, and so we have put things in place, learning from other marketplaces and learning from other businesses and learning from what's been going on at the moment. And a lot of that is kind of centered around people's safety. So the number one priority for us is that people are safe on the platform. So everyone on the platform's ID verified. Everyone on the platform can use an inbuilt payment system, so they don't have to deal in cash. And that's a huge issue for a lot of people. Mm. They don't want to carry cash, and they also don't want to give away their bank details. So, imagine like Uber, it's just so easy to jump in an Uber and you don't have to deal with the payment whatsoever. Yep. So we're kind of taking the same approach, but it's more of a trusted sense. So that's kind of a few things that we're doing. But another thing is, allowing people to rate each other. We think that's a really important thing with trust. So if you have a positive, experience, you can give praise to someone. We love that, if there's a small business that's doing good, or, if you rented something that you really enjoy, it's a board game that you really love, you let people know about that, and that's what we try to encourage on the platform as well.
I've got my business brain on now, so any ideas that I come up with are all yours.
Great.
Is once you've registered, are you bound by where you live? So say I register and I say I'm in Melbourne, and then I go on holidays to Lakes Entrance, and while we're there, the kids really want to go on a bike ride, but we didn't bring our bikes. Can I jump onto Rosella Street and go, we need two bikes in Lakes Entrance?
So that's exactly what we're trying to encourage, especially with families and people that travel a lot. You don't want to lug all that stuff with you. And the great thing about Rosella Street is it's geographically, everything's geographically located. So you can see on a map what's near you, and you can rent, buy and sell through that area. So you don't have to rely on the place where you've registered, because anything's available to you anywhere. And even if you are living in Melbourne and you find that there is a particular type of something specific that is in Sydney, we actually are bringing in a new capability that lets you ship it in an eco-friendly way. So we're awesome. Partnering with environmentally friendly shipping partners very soon. So that's also
that's really exciting. I can really foresee families going, all right, we're going to the Sunshine Coast for a holiday, and pre-looking, oh, we can get stand up paddle boards from this person and we'll plan a day around that, and we'll get some fishing gear from someone else and we'll plan a day around that. Like, there is so much capability for like community, and like it's so good, Sammy. It's so good. I'm a little bit jealous that I didn't come up with the idea first, but I think everything.
If you want more funding, you know where to go to, Sammy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You can, like, it solves so many problems that people didn't even know they had, because it opens up opportunities for the for the renter and the rentee.
Yep, it's so true. It's so true. And, you know, we've got some exciting things in the pipeline that we hope people will really love. And it's kind of just making the experience a little bit more exciting and offering a lot more to people. Because, again, we know that people have different needs, and we know that the world is a crazy and fast moving place. So we want to be the ones that are there for people in any kind of respect. So we have a new thing, and you're hearing it here first. We have a new thing that's about to come out, where existing community groups are able to start a group on Rosella Street. So it can be, either a public or a private group, and they can trade within that group. So
that's smart.
Yeah. So imagine like a church.
Imagine the Art of Decluttering group.
Yes.
Letting go of their stuff. And even though we want to encourage everybody to not clutter up their house again, they could be trading with one another.
Exactly. And they can only be doing it within the Art of Decluttering community.
Yeah.
And it's just really like fostering and nurturing that little community.
Yeah. But a school or a church or a footy club or a RSL can have their own as well. Because if you've got a group that you're seeing regularly outside the house, so say you're in a,
in lockdown.
Well, yeah, that's right. We were saying before we hit record, like, we're lockdown representing today, Canberra, Melbourne and Sydney. So wish us all luck. But let's say you're in a ballroom dancing group, a community group, and you know these people really well because you see them once or twice a week, but you don't go into each other's homes very often. How cool would it be to have your own group, because you don't know the wealth of what's in their homes, but you're seeing each other. So it's like, just bring it to dancing next week.
Yep.
You're so amazing.
Oh, it's so good to chat this out loud, because it's only kind of been internal, and and it's really exciting to talk about it and to talk about the opportunity, because it's just, especially because, you know, at the moment, Facebook Marketplace, it's a hell of a thing. But it's also a necessity. You know, it's so important to a lot of people. It's it's their main point of connection. And we've actually been doing a lot of work with the Good Karma Network. So Amy from the Good Karma Network. So, you know, they run off the 7 ways of helping. So it's all about helping someone but not expecting anything in return. So this is kind of one of the groups that we're really, really excited to welcome on the platform. You know, it's not about money. It's about doing good. It's about helping people, and it's about connecting people together. And that's probably the most exciting thing that we're, you know, looking forward to on the platform. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what I'm like, just thinking about it just for our community, like the Art of Decluttering, like, again, we're not encouraging people to clutter up their houses, but if you have a genuine need, like, what an awesome space to be able to reach out and to have, because our community is so amazing and they're so generous, and we know that a lot of people need money, and that is absolutely legitimate, and we honor that and respect that, and that's good. And there are a lot of people who, you know, who are in a position that they don't need money for their possessions, and so they can just give it away, and and to be able to say to people, hey, I've got, you know, capacity to help you, you know, like, my skill is this, who needs, how can I help, my skill is in decluttering your house, I would love to do some pro bono work. How can I, you know, does anybody on the platform need this work?
That's the thing.
I've got a cool idea.
Tell me why you need this work, and I'll choose who I want, you know, I'll choose which pro bono work I'm going to do.
Okay, here's another idea, Sammy.
Go for it.
What about for those of us that don't need the $30 for you to hire my lawnmower, if there was an option for me as the hirer to instead redirect the money to a charity? So you guys had like a charity partner And so people could look and go, there's three lawnmowers in my suburb, but if I go to this one, I know that my $30 is going to a charity. How cool would that be?
Yeah, so that's actually something that we kind of already do.
Oh, of course you do.
So it's evolving, but at the moment we donate $1 from every transaction to a bush tucker planting initiative that's run by the Yolngu people up in the Northern Territory. So they plant bush tucker trees, and that fully offsets your carbon. So that's, you know, one of the other major things that people are drawn to on the platform, to sell things, because, you know, we do encourage rentals, but if you do want to sell, you know, you can offset it by planting a tree. And it's not just planting a seed, they're planting a real tree that's going to help their community. They're going to be able to pick things off it and eat it and supply the food to their community. So it's an amazing thing that we're already doing. But in the future, we're going to be able to give people the options to choose the charity that they donate the money to.
Oh, fantastic.
So yeah, it's definitely something that we have thought of, but it's kind of evolving. So
yeah.
So I'm just getting curious again. How does Rosella Street make money for itself?
Yeah, so we take 20% commission from rentals, and then we take 5% plus the dollar from a sale. So, and the dollar goes to plant the tree, and we take the 5% for our platform fees.
That's really straightforward.
Very straightforward. Yeah. Everything else is
pays,
free.
That pays for guarantee. So tell us again about the guarantee. Like, you know, if I rent Amy's lawnmower and I break it, what happens then?
Yeah, so it's really just giving people that peace of mind that the item will be safe, you know, because people do want to rent stuff to the people that they know, but that's not always going to happen on Rosella Street. So, you know, if something does happen, and we understand that it does happen sometimes, things get stolen, things break, you know, it happens. So the guarantee is based off the commission, and we offer up to $500 on an item. So in the future, we will be offering more levels of insurance, but that's something that we want to partner with a reputable insurance company. So that's something that we're working towards, but the guarantee is in place at the moment, but it's up to $500 on each item.
Cool.
Yeah. Are you keeping a track as a company of, you know how you said before, you can track the reduced waste per item that you rent? Can you do that as a company? Like, is your data analytics superstar able to at points go, hey, you know, on your socials, here's how much rubbish has been diverted as a company?
Oh, definitely. It's definitely something that we are going to be very proud of. And obviously the more users we get and the more people start using Rosella Street, the more we'll be able to show those kind of metrics and numbers. So, you know, once we can, we'll put it on everywhere. We're going to be showing people everywhere as much as we can. Yeah.
And do you have grand plans of taking this to New Zealand and Canada and the UK and America and China, Indonesia, India? Where else
please,
are you going?
Please name every yeah. single
I can keep going.
Every country.
Yeah, definitely. That's kind of our 18-month to 2-year plan, is to go international to similar markets. So, you know, US, UK, New Zealand, Canada. And then from there we'll keep growing. Yep.
How can I, right back at the start, you mentioned the Canberra Innovation Group. Tell us what they did in order to attract you, who clearly has an entrepreneurial mind. And then how did they partner you with your business partner, Mick? Like, how did that happen?
Yeah, so the Canberra Innovation Network are amazing. So I was connected through some mentors of mine to them. They were doing some resident innovators work with them. So they also mentor other businesses. So I got connected through them, and Mick had actually approached the Canberra Innovation Network for a grant. So they give away a grant to small businesses each year. And he actually received the grant, but they gave him the conditions that he needs to support himself with a team. And they actually, funnily enough, said, I know the perfect person that I can put you in contact with. So, yeah, I actually think it was because of the Canberra Innovation Network that we are where we are now. And they've actually supplied us with so much support and, you know, and it's ongoing. We still have a great working relationship with them. They have so many great resources. So many smart and successful businesses have come out of the Canberra Innovation Network. So check them out. They're great.
If you're listening to the episode, dear listener, and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, like I have – some type of idea to change the world, try and connect into like a local community group. Cause like what I'm excited by is like, you can hear how vibed Kirsten and I are about Rosella Street, but there's so many other opportunities too. Like your idea, you might be going, well, I could never do this, but actually what Sammy is saying is there is the supports available. And so I just want it to be an encouragement too, that you can have broken your ankle and be lying on a couch, and then an amazing company that's going to change the way that we see our things can come from it with the right support.
That's so right, Amy. Like, you know, if you have an idea and you see that there is a need for something, it's probably because there is, right? So, you know, if you have done the research into that market and you know that there is a need for it, just go for it. There's so much need for businesses that, you know, have this kind of mentality and you know, just want to do good. And I think the more that people, you know, run with these ideas, the better we'll all be, the happier we'll all be.
And the happier our planet will be.
So true.
Thank you so much for spending some time with us today, Sammy. You're an amazing mind and we can't wait to see where you and your business partners take Rosella Street, and we will always be cheering you on.
So if you are interested in finding out more about Rosella Street, and we know you are, it's Rosella Street, Rosellastreet, rosellastreet.com, or at Rosella_street online, because you also want to follow them on socials, because this is going to be one of those businesses that you can say, oh my gosh, I was there when Rosella Street was starting out in Perth or Sydney or the Sunshine Coast. And actually you might have a group, you might have your local kinder or your local play group or whoever it is that you can rally and say, hey guys, let's do this together. Because I think that there's great opportunity, not just for individuals, but for community groups and then businesses. Like if you've got a business that has stuff, this is amazing. Or you need stuff, like everyone do it, please.
Everybody do it.
Yeah, that's right. We cannot wait to see what the next 18 months holds. We are on Team Rosella Street. I'm already thinking of all the things that I want to list in Melbourne. So if people want to, you know, come and borrow a board game from the Ravels, rosellastreet.com is the place to go.
Any board game you need.
That's right. We don't have much clutter, but we have board games, baby.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, guys. It's just been awesome. And I think, you know, as you said, Amy, that Rosella Street and the Art of Decluttering just have so many common themes and so many common wants and needs. So I think, you know, for the Art of Decluttering to keep doing its amazing work and Rosella to keep doing amazing work, yeah, as you said, Kirsty, it's a happy planet. We're all happy.
Yeah. Yes. Well, we will see you all next week. Have an amazing week. And we'll be in your ears again in 7 beautiful days.
Bye.
See you then. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
We acknowledge the traditional owners of country throughout Australia and recognise their continuing connection to land, waters and culture.
We pay our respects to their elders past, present, and emerging.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.